Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
All right, folks, I am so glad to have some other wonderful folks in the studio with me this evening. Pat and Beth Brown have been at the ranch a long time. We're going to talk about that in a moment. And they have done a variety of things here, but they are absolutely wonderful Christian people who love the Lord and love others. And so we're thankful to have them. Pat, how long have you been at the ranch?
Well, in October 1st, it was 21 years.
21 years. And as I recall the story, you two were driving through Ware's Valley on vacation, saw the sign down at the end of the road, and wondered what the ranch was, and did not stop to find out. They just went on back to Alabama. And then one of your neighbors contacted you and said, "I want you to pray about the possibility of coming to work at Ware's Valley Ranch." And you kind of took that as an indication from the Lord that maybe he was speaking to you, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It was amazing because I've been waiting for the Lord to show me what he wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we were waiting and watching and listening. And this was something that I had to look into.
Amen. Well, we are so glad you did and that the Lord called you here. And you've been here 21 years, and it has been 21 years of blessing for us. So we thank you so much. Now, you came to the ranch from Alabama. You all have been married how long?
Now?
Yes.
We've been married 53 years now.
53 years. That's a long time. That's forever. Longer than my wife and I have been married. I am grateful that so many of us here at the ranch have a model of what a Christian marriage looks like in the two of you. And you are lovely Christian people. And you started out here as house parents. And when you came as house parents, you were 50?
52.
52 years old. And I guess it's okay to say that you had to take a little time off after you started as house parents, because Beth, you ran into some health problems, didn't you?
I did.
What was that like?
That was, it was so amazing, the difference when God lives in you.
Mm-hmm.
And you get bad news.
Yes.
He just carries you.
Praise God.
And that's what he did.
And the bad news was you have ovarian cancer.
I did.
And you're not the last person I've known, but you're the first person that I've known to survive ovarian cancer, because it is so often diagnosed when it's too late.
Yes.
And God in his mercy spared you and everybody who loves you. Because when I got that news that that was the diagnosis, I immediately saw the faces of people I used to know. And I just thought, well, you know, I'm not going to tell them. I'm going to let the doctor give them the grim news. But God had other plans.
Yes, he did.
And he spared you. And that was now almost 20 years ago.
Yes.
And God brought you through it, and you were a warrior, and your husband, we said, y'all, you know, you don't need to stay in the house and try and be house parents, but you don't need to leave the ranch. Stay right here. And you stayed, and you fought, and by God's grace, you won.
Yes.
And we are so thankful.
And we're so thankful for how the ranch ministered to us.
Praise God.
Yes.
And during those times.
Praise God. Well, we're thankful. Now, you have served as house parents. Pat, your position now is you're in charge of the facilities. And that's a lot. And included in that, you do all kinds of other things like growing a spectacular garden every year. And you teach kids woodworking down in the wood shop. And you have been, at times, the math and science director because you also, among the other things you picked up along the way, you got a master's in school administration, didn't you?
Right.
So God has blessed this couple in a lot of different ways, and they've been willing to pour those blessings back into the lives of others, and not just the children here, but they've been a huge, huge blessing to the staff as well, and we're very thankful for that. Now, having mentioned ovarian cancer and having mentioned the fact that there are other challenges, I'll go ahead and mention you've been dealing with rheumatoid arthritis. And would you say there have been some difficult situations where giving thanks didn't come naturally?
Absolutely. But it's the only way to have victory.
Amen.
Is to give thanks in everything.
Amen. And that's really commanded.
Yes.
It's not a suggestion. It's not for good mental health, you might want to try thankfulness. You know, I mean, that's kind of the way a lot of preaching goes, but that's not what God says. God says, give thanks, because all of us have so much to be thankful for, whatever circumstances we're in. You all hear me reference from time to time, Corrie Ten Boom. But, you know, Corrie discovered that in Nazi concentration camp there at Ravensbrück in the midst of horrible, just unimaginable suffering. Her sister encouraged her again and again and again. We need to give thanks. This is all for our good. God is working for our good, and we need to give thanks. And Corrie just really was irritated by it at times because it just, you know, was like, don't be obnoxious. But the person saying it was her own sister who was there in the midst of that hole with her.
Going through the same thing.
Going through the same thing. But giving thanks. And her sister got to graduate from there to heaven. Corrie got to leave Ravensbrück by the grace of God, miraculously, and then spent the rest of her life sharing the hope that is in Christ Jesus and the joy that is in Christ Jesus with people all over the world. Is there a scripture that you have been clinging to of late?
God will always provide.
And that is the truth, isn't it?
Amen.
He always provides. According to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus,
that's right.
He always provides.
Absolutely.
I know a lot of people, when we were starting this ministry, just said that we were being very idealistic, very unrealistic. There was, you know, we asked some members of our advisory board, actually, we said, what do you think of what we're proposing? They said, well, what you're proposing would be ideal, but there's no way that it's financially feasible. Well, humanly speaking, that's true. But in terms of God, God has all the cattle on 1,000 hills. They're all his. And God has faithfully provided, and we're counting on him to do it again this year. But God has faithfully provided all these years, and we are so thankful that we can always depend on him. He doesn't always give us what we want, when we want it, the way we want it, but he always gives us everything we need to do his will.
Amen.
And that is a joy. That brings peace. Beth, do you have a scripture that you want to share?
I do. This was in the reading for this morning, and Daily Light.
Yes.
I was a church member for 32 years, basically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not know about the cleansing that comes with salvation.
Praise God.
And I had a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly just trying to please people, and that never
mm-hmm.
works,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so this morning I read from 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
Praise God.
And when God cleaned me up mm-hmm. and filled me with his Holy Spirit, I have never had such peace and joy.
Praise the Lord.
Life. Well, I have since.
Yes.
But until that time,
yeah.
I had not. And I just encourage everyone that doesn't know for sure
mm-hmm.
that you belong to the Lord, that you just get along with him.
Amen.
And ask him.
Amen.
Seek him.
Yes. Beth, thank you so much. Pat, thank you so much. We are so grateful that God brought you here and has kept you here.
We're grateful that he's kept us here, too.
Praise God.
And our family and grandkids especially.
That's great. Yeah, it's become a multi-generation thing. The several of them have come and worked here at the ranch and worked camp particularly. And we are just so blessed by your whole extended family. Please know that we are grateful. And if you're listening tonight, and you're saying, you know, those sound like wonderful people, but I'm just not that kind of a person. Well, Jesus is still that kind of a Savior. And I want to encourage you to just yield your life completely to him and let him be in charge, because he knows what's best for you. And he loves you more than you can imagine. Hi, this is Jim Wood. I'm very grateful for the privilege of teaching God's Word now for over 40 years. I've seen firsthand the power of the gospel changing lives for eternity. My wife and I have been blessed with 7 children, 4 of them adopted. Each one is unique, but all of them are ours. In our travels to other countries, we've seen again and again that the human heart is the same everywhere. And everywhere we go, Jesus is the only one who can save. I hope that these broadcasts are an encouragement to you, and I want to ask you to take a few moments to encourage us. I want to ask you to do 3 things, in fact. First, please visit our website, pastorwood.org, and learn more about our work. Second, please pray for us that we will remain faithful and that God will continue to use us to spread his word around the world. And finally, if the Lord prompts you to do so, please support us financially. We are depending on our listeners to stand with us, and we're praying for God to bless you.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
Folks, I have 2 wonderful members of the Wares Valley Ranch family here in the studio this evening. Britton and Anna are 2 lovely young ladies who love Jesus and love serving him, and that's why they're here. So, Britton, tell us a little bit about where you came from, how long you've been at the ranch, because you've been here twice.
Yes, sir, that's correct. So I am from Plano, Texas. My grandparents are from Greensboro, Georgia, and it was through their church coming up to the ranch, volunteering. That's how I found out about the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
So originally came as a mentor in 2012 and was here for 2 years, mm-hmm. serving in both of our girls' homes, Laurel Ridge and Pleasant Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord took me back home to Texas for a couple of years, and I've been back as the receptionist now for going on 3 years.
And I am so glad that when we needed a receptionist, God put it in my heart to call you. I think it was probably my wife who helped put it in my heart. But let's just say a large number of my best ideas come from my wife. So
I'm very grateful as well.
Well, we thank God for bringing you back here. And Anna, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you come from? How long have you been here?
I came from Indiana. And my first year was in 2016 as a mentor, and I came back in the fall of 2017 as a teacher.
And since you've been back, you said as a teacher, what do you teach?
I teach math and science.
Math and science.
Yes, sir.
And I'm very grateful for what you're doing. Now, tell us a little bit about in Britain, in your life, what is one of the most difficult situations that you've had to walk through where praising God was not what came to mind automatically?
There are a couple different scenarios. When I was a mentor, I told our then female counselor at the time that one of the hardest areas I believed for me was going to be in accepting correction. That was not something that I was looking forward to. Mm-hmm. And graciously, the Lord provided many opportunities for me to be corrected and then have to go back to staff and students and mm-hmm. learn how to ask for forgiveness, mm-hmm. accept responsibility where I did wrong, mm-hmm. and praise God, He did a huge work in my life, still is in many ways, but yeah. It became something where I was desiring correction.
Praise God.
Because I wanted to grow. So that's a really big one.
Well, I'm thankful for the wisdom you've just expressed, because that's what the Bible calls it when a person is grateful for correction. That is, in God's word, depicted as wisdom.
Well, praise God.
And I'm thankful, because that's His work in you. God is doing that. So when you're not feeling like it, you still choose to give thanks, right?
Yes, I do. I remember the verses where it talks about that a sign that we are His children is that He's going to discipline us.
Amen.
And so I have to remind myself of that mm-hmm. a lot and just remember, okay, this is an example of the Lord showing me that, yes, He does love me.
Amen.
So it's a constant looking back on the scripture that I do know, mm-hmm. being reminded of truth, mm-hmm. acknowledging the lie when I hear it, mm-hmm. which sometimes is a lot mm-hmm. harder said than done.
Yes, yes. If you would, Anna, tell us a little bit about something you've had to walk through where it was difficult to give thanks, but you chose to anyway.
Probably in high school, when my family moved for the first time, and I had been very close to my cousin who lived next to us, that was the first time that I was told that joy is a choice. Mm-hmm. And I struggle with goodbyes sometimes, of missing people and not wanting to give thanks, but God is sovereign over every person in my life, and each person is a gift, and you can even remember someone you're missing and give thanks for that season and for that time. And I think the Lord has really helped me grow in that as seasons continue in my life.
Amen. I've dealt with people who are grieving the loss of a spouse often. Mm-hmm. And as they walk through that, one of the things that many of them have been able to accept and embrace and express is the fact that the reason that they're hurting is because they were so blessed in that relationship. And mm-hmm. that's something that they find comfort in when they begin to view it that way. Now, I can't just say, you know, to them, hey, don't complain. At least you had this person in your life. But the fact of the matter is, all of us are going to suffer loss. All of us are going to go through difficulty. And yet in the midst of that, we are commanded to give thanks. And when God commands us to give thanks, He's not being cruel. He's not being insensitive. Mm-hmm. And yet, when we do what He says, it turns out He knows that that's the path to joy. Mm-hmm. We find joy when we begin to focus and give thanks and realize how blessed we are. Now, tell us something that is easier to give thanks for right now. Britton, what are you giving thanks for that just comes naturally because it's really, this is a good time?
I am so thankful for the community that the Lord has placed me in, especially here at the ranch. It's just been such a gift.
Praise God.
The staff who are here, but especially I feel like the girls that we have on staff, or I should say young women, It's just been such a sweet community where we've come together to pray for one another, to encourage each other in practicing Spanish like Anna and I have been doing. Just, it's been such a sweet community there, but then also at my church.
Yes.
It's been just such a gift to have so many young women who are, I can call friends.
Praise God. Right now. Praise God. That's wonderful. Anna, what about you?
Well, Britton took my original idea. I'm very thankful for the community, but I'm also thankful just for the emphasis the ranch puts on the gospel. And as a teacher, there is no greater privilege than sharing the gospel with your students.
Praise
and
God.
To be in an environment where I'm not only allowed but encouraged to halt in the middle of a class if a child is asking me about Jesus, or the opportunity arises to pursue those kinds of topics, is a blessing beyond measure.
Amen.
Just such a privilege as a teacher, where the emphasis is on Christ and,
yes,
and academics, but primarily Christ.
Amen. Amen. God's word is the standard by which every subject needs to be understood. And, you know, it's when you're teaching math, you're teaching children about things that don't change. We're living in a culture right now that is hostile to the notion of true truth.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's supposed to be just a matter of opinion. Well, that's your truth, etc. One of the great things about teaching math is that it undercuts that. It helps kids discover that there are universal truths. And having teachers like Anna who know how to bring that in and help kids begin to see the bigger picture, and then encouraging them through forming relationships with them, encouraging them to have a relationship with the Lord. That's what we're about here, and I'm very grateful. Britton, I'm going to ask you again, is there a scripture that God has been using in your life recently and that you're really holding on to?
Something that my mom taught me years ago through the man who actually led my granddad to the Lord was, whenever you're in a fix, remember Philippians 4:6.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I've held on to, but I just want to read Philippians 4:6 through actually 8 and 9. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Anna, what about you? Is there a scripture God's put on your heart?
Lately, I've been thinking a lot about 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. For my own life and also in the lives of the kids, sometimes spiritual growth is a lot like physical growth. You don't realize it's occurred until you take time to look back at a picture and you're shocked that a child is taller than you now, or growth can be funny. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2 and 3 says, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father." And just been reminded to remember intentionally the work of God in the lives of myself and the students and the people around me, and give thanks for that, because it's easy to just look at where we need to grow, but God is at work in our lives.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. Well, God bless you both. Please keep up the good work. And to our listeners out there, I hope that you'll be encouraged to pray for the ranch, pray for our staff who do such a great job working with the children, pray for the children as they learn to trust in a God who loves them so much that he sent Jesus. And I hope that you who are listening will realize that for yourself as well. God's love isn't just for others. He loves you, and you need to trust him and give him thanks. God bless you. Have a good night. You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.